أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا إكراه في الدين، قد تبين الرشد من الغي. We discussed this ayat in which Allah Ta'ala says there is no compulsion in religion. The right path, the path of righteousness, hidayat, has become clear from the path of gumrahi, from the path of misguidance. The two paths are completely clear. So with regard to that, a few things that we have mentioned, just to recap, that to accept Islam, nobody can be forced. A person must accept Islam on his own accord. So much so that the real reality is acceptance of Islam is not an outward form, but it is from the heart. And nobody has got control over the heart to force a person from his heart that he must accept Islam. But once a person accepts Islam, then all the laws of Islam are now compulsory upon him. So to accept Islam is not compulsory. One misconception that arises from this, then why is jihad there? Going and striving and a'la'i kalimatullah, to raise the word of Allah and establish the word of Allah. So it should be understood that jihad is not for people to accept Islam. Jihad is to establish the true government of Allah Ta'ala, the laws of Allah Ta'ala. A non-Muslim, whoever he is, he may remain on his deen, even in an Islamic government, Islamic Khilafat. He has to pay his jizya and then he can remain on his deen. Forcing him to accept Islam is not compulsory, and it is not correct, and it should not be done. In fact, on one occasion, when one person read the kalima, and the Sahaba still killed him. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked them, they said just to save himself, he read the kalima. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam became very, very angry and said, did you open his heart and see that he wanted to just save himself? That's why he read the kalima. If he read the kalima, that is what we have to accept. For on face value, then his matter is with Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. So there is no compulsion in religion. Also, it is that when a person has accepted Islam and he becomes a murtad, then the law is Islamic law that he must be executed. That is also not to force him to accept Islam, but he has committed treason. In the worldly governments also we see that a person who commits treason, going against the government, it is regarded as the most serious offense. And the worst punishments are given for that. If there is the death penalty in that country, then that will be given to that person. So for a temporary government of this world, and which is not the real government is the government of Allah. The earth belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Allah's laws must be enacted in this world. So if a person goes against Allah Ta'ala, it is actual proper that he must be also charged with the highest crime and be given the worst punishment for that. So there is no compulsion in that aspect also. If a person commits any other sin, then there is punishment for it. Like for example, a person commits adultery, then if he is unmarried, he must be given 80 lashes. If he is married, he must be stoned to death when it is proven, or he admits, he makes an admission that he has committed adultery. So that is also not by force. That was his own action which he did of his choice. And in the law and Sharia of Islam, it is clear that if a person commits such a crime, then that will be the punishment. It isn't that he is forced in any way, but that he did the action of his own choice. And then that is the punishment. As we all understand in this worldly life, a person who steals, for example, theft, robbery, then even in the governments of this world, he is given a punishment for that. So in the government of Allah Ta'ala, the Khilafat, it is only right that that person must also be given a punishment accordingly. So in the deen and in Sharia, there is no compulsion in any matter whatsoever. It is all according to the actions of a person that the punishments are given, and those actions are of his choice. It was his choice that he committed the various sins, and then it is the law. When those sins are committed, then the punishment must be given accordingly. So basically in Islam, there is no compulsion. Also, as we had read, that Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his two sons were Christian, and he really wanted them to accept Islam. He asked Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam permission to force them as a father. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam did not allow it. You cannot force the religion even on your own children. So Islam is not forced on anyone. A person accepts it with his own free will. And once he has accepted it, then all the laws of Islam, now they are binding upon that person. Like a person in any school, any institute, any workplace, he is not forced to go and take admission there. But when he takes admission, then what the rules and regulations of that place are, he has to abide by all those rules and that regulation. He can't say that now you can't force me. Yes, not to enter, nobody can force you that you must enter. But once you have entered, now you are bound with all the rules and regulations there. Similarly, in Islam, nobody is forced to accept Islam, but once you have accepted Islam, then all the rules and regulations of Islam are binding on that person. So Islam has not forced anyone, it is of our own choice, and then it makes sense that a person will be given the reward of Jannah for having accepted Islam, because he did it of his own choice. And the punishment of Jahannam, because he did of his own choice to accept Kufr and to live a life of Kufr. It was his choice, and according to that he will get Jahannam. So it is the choice of a person which Allah has given everyone. It is only that we must use it in the right way. May Allah give us all the tawfiq. Subhanallah.